The stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of The Stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard the story of Rishi Mudgal and how he declined the offer to be in heaven. We also heard how Rishi Durvasa failed to trick the Pandavas. It was a bright spring morning in the Kamyaka forest. The Pandavas woke up early, and after completing their rituals, they sat down for breakfast. Draupadi served them milk and fruits gathered from the forest. While the brothers enjoyed their meal, Draupadi said, "We are out of meat. If you'd like to have meat, I suggest you go hunting." Bhim laughed and said, "Ha! That shouldn't be a problem. Give me an hour, and I'll get enough meat for all of us."
"I won't let you go alone," said Draupadi. "Remember the time when the serpent Nahusha almost killed you?
Today I got lucky and found you my prey. I will devour you and satisfy my hunger."
Bhim laughed again and said, "That was an exception. Nahusha was not an ordinary serpent." Yudhishthir finished his meal and stood up to wash his hands. "Don't worry, we all will go hunting right now. Priest Dhaumya will stay here with you and your maid." The Pandava brothers picked up their spears, maces, bows and arrows and left the hermitage to look for wild boar, deer, and buffalo. As they walked out of the hermitage, Yudhishthir had a strange feeling. Something was not right, but he couldn't figure out what. He looked at Draupadi and said, "Panchali, be careful. Do not leave the hermitage and always stay alert." Draupadi smiled and said, "I'll be fine. Nobody would dare to harm the wife of the mighty Pandavas." After the Pandavas left, Draupadi called her maid and said, "Come on, let's go to the river and fetch some water." King Jayadrath, the husband of Duryodhan's sister Dushala, was travelling through the forest to join the Sayamvara of the princess of Salva. He was accompanied by hundreds of horsemen, charioteers and foot soldiers. As the entourage passed the river bank, Jayadrath noticed Draupadi taking her bath in the river. Draupadi's beauty struck him like a thunderbolt. He had never before seen a more beautiful woman in his life. From his moving chariot, he kept staring at Draupadi, and as she stepped out of the river and walked towards the hermitage with her pail of water. When she disappeared from his view, Jayadrath came to his senses. He called his trusted friend Katikasya and said, "Did you see? Did you see that gorgeous woman? I want her." Katikasya said, "She's pretty, but Jayadrath, why do you want this forest dweller? Soon you will have the princess of Salva as your wife." "If I get this woman, I don't care for the Salva princess," said Jayadrath. "Go, follow that woman, find out who she is. Ask her if she would be mine." Katikasya left the caravan
and followed Draupadi to the hermitage. Katikasya entered the hermitage, approached Draupadi and said, "Who are you, pretty lady? And what are you doing in this god-forsaken forest?" Draupadi felt amused by this funny-looking man. She said, "Before I answer you, tell me, who are you? What are you doing here?" Katikasya felt relieved that the woman wasn't angry with him. He came closer and said, "I am Katikasya, the son of King Surat. I am here with King Jayadrath and his army. I am here at his request." But before he could finish his sentence, Jayadrath arrived at the hermitage in his chariot. Draupadi was surprised that Jayadrath did not know who she was. After all, he was her brother-in-law. Maybe they never had a chance to meet before. Draupadi looked at Katikasya, and with a raised voice, she said, "I am Krishna, daughter of King Drupad. The mighty Pandavas, the rulers of Indraprastha, are my husbands. They went hunting and would come back soon. Please ask Prince Jayadrath to come to the hermitage and give me the chance to extend my hospitality. King Yudhishthir would be pleased to welcome you." Captivated by Draupadi's beauty, Jayadrath lost his sense of time and place. He stepped off his chariot and entered the hermitage with six of his attendants. He faced Draupadi, and with a big smile on his face, he said, "Thank you for your offer. But you'd serve me better if you come with me. Your poor homeless husbands can't take care of a beauty like you. They don't deserve you. No, you don't have to suffer anymore. Come with me. I will make you the queen of my kingdom of Sindhu Sobir. Come, step in my chariot." Draupadi was furious. "Hold your tongue, Jayadrath," she said. "How dare you insult my husbands? Do you want to herald in your death?" Jayadrath laughed. "The Pandavas don't scare me, my darling. Get in my chariot or cry and plead for my mercy." "Never. Who do you think I am? A weak and helpless woman? For the last time, I warn you, leave these grounds, else you will curse yourself when you die a painful death in the hands of my husbands." Mad with lust, Jayadrath grabbed Draupadi's arm. Draupadi pulled away and with a powerful blow threw him to the ground. She cried out, "Daumya! Where are you? Help me!" Daumya, the priest, was deep in his meditation and Draupadi's cries didn't reach him. Draupadi's maid came out of her hut and saw Draupadi trembling with rage and Jayadrath lying in the ground. She ran to Draupadi and stood in front of her to guard her from Jayadrath's assault. Jayadrath stood up from the ground and shook off the dust from his body. He grabbed the maid and threw her aside on the ground. The girl hit her head on a tree stump and lost her consciousness. With a quick move, Jayadrath lifted Draupadi off her feet and ran to the chariot. Draupadi screamed, "Daumya! Daumya! Help me! Help me!" The cries finally reached Thaumya's ears. He woke up from his meditation, ran out of his hut and saw Jayadrath pin down Draupadi on the chariot seat and ordered the charioteer to leave. Thaumya ran after the chariot. "Stop! Stop, Jayadrath! If you want to leave, stop now!" Jayadrath didn't pay heed to Thaumya's cries. His chariot and his friends, along with his horsemen and soldiers, raced as fast as they could through the forest. Daumya merged with the foot soldiers and followed Jayadrath. Deep in the forest, Yudhishthir was aiming his arrow at a deer. "It is a wonderful creature," he thought. "But he must kill this animal to provide his family. It is his duty." He aimed again, but suddenly he felt his heart leap. He felt a chill run down his spine. He saw the deer raise his head as if he heard something. Before Yudhishthir could release his arrow, the deer jumped and ran away. Yudhishthir put down his bow and looked above. The birds in the forest sounded restless. He heard the animals running away to avert some unknown danger. Yudhishthir felt uneasy. Bhim stepped out of the forest with two huge wild boars on his shoulder. "Crush their skulls with a stone," he said. "These boars are tasty." Arjun brought with him two deer carcasses. Nakul and Sahadev brought their share of meat with them. The moment Arjun laid his eyes on Yudhishthir, he knew something was wrong. He asked, "What is it?" Yudhishthir looked at Arjun and Bhim and said, "We must go back to the ashram now. I feel something dreadful has happened." The Pandavas mounted their chariots and raced towards the hermitage. As they entered the hermitage, they found the maid lying on the ground and crying. Yudhishthir picked her up. "What happened? Where is Draupadi?" The girl looked at Yudhishthir and said, King Jayadrath was here. He took the queen on his chariot by force. Prince Taumya is following them. You should catch him before he goes too far." Bhim stomped the ground and said, "Jayadrath! How dare he touch Panchali? I will crush his bones to dust." Yudhishthir said, "We should not wait. He can't move fast in this forest. We should be able to catch him." Soon enough, the Pandavas could see the cloud of dust from Jayadrath's horses. Dhaumya saw the Pandavas and screamed, "Bhim! Arjun! Come quick! Draupadi is in Jayadrath's chariot in the front!" Yudhishthir said, "Don't worry! We will free Draupadi from Jayadrath's clutches!" Jayadrath saw the Pandavas chasing him. Scared, he called out his accompanying kings and guards and said, "Go! Stop the Pandavas! We outnumbered them many times. They can't beat us!" The kings turned around to fight the Pandavas while Jayadrath ordered his charioteer to speed up. The Pandavas attacked Jayadrath's army like a tornado. One single blow from Bhima's mace killed Katikasya. Arjuna's arrows decimated Jayadrath's army. Those survived the initial blow ran for their lives. Jayadrath panicked. He dropped Draupadi from his chariot and sped away. Yudhishthir picked up Draupadi on his chariot. Bhim said to Yudhishthir, You go back to the ashram with Draupadi, Nakul and Sahadev. Arjun and I will chase Jayadrath and catch him. He can't escape us. We will send him to death before we come back." Yudhishthir said, "No, Bhim, don't kill Jayadrath. He is our cousin Dushala's husband." Angry, Draupadi blurted out, "If you care for me, then you must kill that evil scoundrel Jayadrath. An enemy who steals one's kingdom or wife should not be spared." Arjun and Bhim left to catch Jayadrath, while Yudhishthir went back to the hermitage. Arjun and Bhim's fast chariots soon caught up with Jayadrath. Arjun's arrows killed Jayadrath's horses, and his chariot came to a crashing halt. Jayadrath jumped off the chariot and ran for his life. Arjun chased him and said, "Jayadrath, why are you running away? With this courage you went to steal other men's wife? Stop running if you want to live." Jayadrath kept on running. Bhim ran up to Jayadrath, grabbed him by his hair and thrashed him to the ground. Jayadrath screamed in pain as Bhim crushed his head with his knee and beat him to a pulp. Arjun said, "Brother Bhim, please stop. Yudhishthir told us not to kill him." Angry Bhim released Jayadrath and said, "This devil dared to insult Krishna. He does not deserve to live. Our kind brother always prevents me from doing the right thing." He pulled out a sharp half-moon arrow and shaved off Jayadrath's head. He grabbed Jayadrath by his neck and said, "You fool, if you'd like to live, say that you are our slave." Jayadrath winced in pain and said, I am your slave." Bhim shook him and said, "You promise you'd say this to everybody?" "I promise." Bhim dragged Jayadrath to his chariot and took him to their ashram. He threw Jayadrath at Yudhishthir's feet and said, "Jayadrath has admitted to be our slave." Yudhishthir looked at Jayadrath and had pity on him. He said, "Bhim, let him go." Bhim looked at Draupadi and asked, "What do you want me to do with him?" Draupadi looked at Jayadrath with disgust and said, "You have shaved his head, made him a slave. He has been humiliated enough. Let him go." Jayadrath touched Yudhishthir's feet and thanked him for his generosity. Yudhishthir said, "I release you from your slavery. Never try to do anything like this, ever." With his head held low, Jayadrath left the ashram. But inside he was burning with anger. He must have his revenge, he thought. He went to the mountains and sat down to worship Lord Shiva. Impressed by his strict penance, Lord Shiva appeared before him and offered a boon. Jayadrath said, "Lord, give me the power to defeat the Pandavas." "That's impossible," said Shiva. "But this much I can grant you. During the great war, you will be able to stop them for one day." Jayadrath went back to his kingdom with the hope that at least for one day, he'd be able to take revenge for his humiliation.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio. The podcast is distributed under the Creative Commons non-commercial license.